stands, just so we can get a clearer picture for, yeah, for people that, you know, for the handful of people that watch regularly.
Hey.
Welcome to this Juan time. Today, my guest is Fred Rigg. What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
I'm good. Yeah. I had the day off today. I was stoked.
Yeah. We didn't see this coming. You're like, hey, I got the day off. I'm game for any time today. And I was like, well, we're still on because...
Yeah, I have work.
I have my full-time job.
Hey, I'm working full-time.
I did not get the day off. I still have my full-time job to attend to.
You didn't get Good Friday off?
Oh, I know, right? No, I'm a bad Catholic.
And I'm a Jew, and I still got it off. So...
Well, you guys make up your holidays.
You guys base your holidays off of ours.
That's true.
Yeah,
we're riding
first.
Are we dick riders? Is that what that is?
I mean, Jesus was a Jew, so.
That's true. Yeah. The king of the Jews.
Chosen people.
Hey, good call. Rescheduling for Friday on a good Friday.
I honestly didn't even know it was Good Friday, but I work in South Phoenix and at a little charter school, so it's just... They're very Catholic. And Mexican. But I didn't want to say it, but I think you need context, maybe.
I mean, if you say they're Catholic, we're going to assume they're Mexican. And you said Central Phoenix, we're going to assume that it's just Mexican.
South Phoenix. I don't think anyone was giving. I just wanted to say it. No.
Southside. So, yeah, you are a teacher. You mold young minds.
Oh, no. I mean, you flatter me. I don't do it. I try my best.
Yeah.
But as a guy with a political science degree...
It's is that like, what you were studying in college? Did you go to NAU?
Yeah, I went to...
Oh, shit.
How did I know that? Out here repping. No, I did... I was supposed to go to law school.
Okay.
Yeah, make my mom proud. And then
you got like a good little Jew.
Yeah, exactly. And then I just didn't want to do it. I was like, this sucked. My dad died. I got a little bit of an inheritance. Uh-huh, and I was like, I don't need to go yet. And
Yeah,
I decided to move to Phoenix. I got to do a show with some people, Daniel and Zaid. Mm-hmm. I did a show in Flagstaff. It was horrible. They said, your stuff's not funny, but you are funny. You should move to Phoenix.
Yeah, there is a difference with guys that you can see. It's like, okay, I mean, what you're trying to say here and now isn't funny, but there is so much potential there. And you can see it on a bunch of these open mic comics where it's like, you have something. You have to put in the reps just to find out what that something is.
Yeah. I don't even think I was at that point. They said the stuff that I had, not funny. Me in the green room, funny.
Ah, yes.
I went on a walk with Zaid and he was like, you know, you're pretty cool. And I was like, I am. And then he saw my set and was like, that wasn't cool.
What do you attribute that to, your coolness in a hang like that? I mean, are you an only child?
No, I have a little brother. I think it's a lot like my mom was kind of the same way. She's the best. I love her. And I'm a lot like her. Yeah, shout out mom if you're watching this. I shout it out early so she can get off. She doesn't have to tune in. I'm just kidding. Watch the whole thing, mom. Stay tuned.
Yeah. More these are only going to rise more and more, Mrs. Rigg.
I know. She's single. She's single. Get excited, mom. You dirty dog.
Your mom taught you her ways as far as being a cool hang?
I don't know how cool of a hang I am. I think I very much like kind of, I want to say I know who I am, but I'm 23 years old. Yeah. I don't know anything.
Yeah.
But I feel pretty comfortable in my skin.
That's good.
I think.
That's a good start.
Yeah. And so outside of that, I think it's cool. I feel like I'm pretty genuine. And so people can tell that. And mm-hmm. It's just easier to like somebody when you don't think they're faking anything.
Yeah. No, I totally get that. Which, you know, I took offense when you said you don't appreciate when I laugh at a joke. You're like, oh, that wasn't funny. It was funny.
I love making fun of you for that. You're the best laugher. You laugh at everything, and then I look at you,
and I'm just like, and there's sadness in my eyes, but I'm there to support.
I know. I was like, why do you do that all the time? And you were like, because I want you to know that there is something funny there.
Yeah.
I was like, that's so nice. I'd never do that.
I know. Yeah. For my sets, if I have eyeballs, that's a win. Like that's all I'm aiming for these days.
Stop. You're watching me. Stop. I get stoked when people watch me, but I don't get mad when nobody does.
No.
No.
You can't. Man, there's a sense of entitlement from some people where it's like, hey, I'm on the mic. Pay attention to me. It's like, that's not how this works, dude.
Yeah, I think you got to earn it.
Yes.
I don't think I've earned it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna get there.
Yeah, you're getting there. You're definitely hustling. You try to hit 10 mics a week.
I try and get 10 a week, and then
That's a lot. My hat's off to you. That's the way to do it.
I appreciate that. I feel like there's just like I could do more mics because I'm only doing mics Monday through Thursday, and then I'll hang at the clubs on Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
Some days I take Sunday off.
That's good. Like a good, you know.
I just need a me day. Wake up at
12.
Yeah,
God rested on Sunday. You rest on Sunday,
exactly.
Bro.
Exactly. Call me Come Adam. On,
dude. Yeah. I will. Did you ever find your Eve?
My Eve?
Yeah.
No, but we've had sex. I've had sex on this here couch.
Oh, that's right.
It's also my bed. We're at my house. Juan was so nice. He came here.
Yeah. No, I like to go to my guests because... how long before you undress me, you son of a bitch?
Me?
Anyways, after like I was dinner. Saying. So, yeah, I... no, I like to go to my guests because I figured you're going to be more comfortable, you know, in your own surroundings, whatnot.
I appreciate that, but I'd talk to you anywhere, Juan.
Yeah, I get that. And also, I don't have a studio. So, I mean, if I had a studio, I might just be like, hey, come
to the studio.
But I like that there's a cool-ass painting behind us, you know, this dope-ass blanket, fucking...
Mama Rig.
Yeah, man.
Shout out. I had one of these in my bedroom back home.
What do you mean, Mama Rig? Hold on.
That's what I call my mom. Oh, she came... I was living here for like 3 months, and then she came to visit me. Yeah. But before she came, it literally was this couch... TV was on the floor. Mm-hmm. I was living out of a suitcase for 3 months, and then she came. I was like, Fred, you can't live like this. She literally just bought me this and this, or the side table, and then the dresser type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it makes it feel so much like a place now, which is so cool.
It does. It's weird when you go places and there's nothing hanging on the walls, and it's like, what's going on here?
I mean, they won't be able to see it, but I got those at Goodwill, those desert pictures.
I dig them. I was admiring the art in the bathroom, too.
Oh, my carrot and my pepper?
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom hates those, but those are also Flagstaff.
I dig them, dude.
She's like, this is for a kitchen. And I was like, yeah, but they're sick, Mom.
I guess, but...
They're my vegetables.
You're in there, man. You're in there tossing a salad, you know?
Exactly, dude. Well, I toss a salad in there, and then I toss a salad on this bed, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you do, dude. No croutons on this futon.
Except so many. I have to vacuum it once a week. My vacuum days, though, I was clean this week, or Sundays. I'm on a schedule. I got to keep clean.
I like it. Yeah. You seem very regimented. I mean, even when I walked in, you got the shoe rack right here where it's just like... I didn't know what to expect, right? You go to people's houses and you're like, what am I going to see? You know, especially when, you know, like you say you're 23. I'm like, I'm thinking about what the fuck did my shithole look like when I was 23? And I'm like, I had just met my future ex-wife. So
what a time.
we had moved into a condo. So I was living with a girl at 23. So it wasn't, you know, the pigsty that she met me in.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, when we moved out of that bachelor pad.
Did you have roommates?
I had two other steady roommates, and then there was a slew of like three or four guys that would kind of almost rotate in and out of this extra room.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, one guy painted the walls with Monster graphics, like the energy drink. He was a big Monster head.
Dang, did he do any extreme sports, or did he just like the soda? He liked the drink?
Yeah, he just loved Monster.
Fake fan, dude. He didn't even skateboard or nothing?
No, he just enjoyed the beverage. That's what it was.
Dude, I don't know. I think there's something wrong with people that drink just like strictly energy drinks. It's crazy to me.
It is a certain breed. I don't know.
They're ridiculous. I don't know how you're like that hyped up all the time. And then you can't enjoy a coffee anymore. You just need more and more and more, you know?
Yeah, you really can't. I don't know. It's a fine line, man. Like, people that only take one, like, that they only have, like, their one vice, they're quite peculiar. Quirky is the word.
Dude, if you're consistently drinking Monster Energy, you have more than one vice, for sure.
Ooh, okay.
You gotta be chain smoking and...
Yeah, he was a chain smoker.
Yeah. He probably does coke maybe on the weekends.
I mean, dude, he had a big ass nose, so he would be blowing through.
So a lot of guns. He had fat lines.
I don't think anybody would share with that guy.
Maybe he was Jewish. Who knows?
No, straight up. No. Well, hold on. So your mom brought this for you. I thought you were going to tell me she painted it.
Oh, no. This is a super famous Japanese painting.
Gotcha.
So, no, but I had a different one in my room. Mm-hmm. It was a little bit smaller, and then we were shopping for stuff, and we just went into a thrift store. And this was there, and I was like, Mom, this is perfect. And she's like, all right, fine. And she bought it for me, and I was like, thank you, Mommy. I was so stoked. And now it's front and center. I don't know. I think it's cool.
Was she like, this is more of your hentai shit, Freddie? Freddie, Frederick, what's your mom call you?
Oh, just Fred. I really don't enjoy the other names for the other Fred. Ones.
Frederick, Freddie.
It's Freddie. I introduce myself to people a lot, and because I meet so many people, and I go, hey, Fred, and they'll go, oh, like Freddie. And I'm like, no, that's not what I said. If I said Freddie, it'd be Freddie.
Yeah.
Just makes me feel really little.
It does. It can. It's an endearing thing, though, to add like an E and IE to things. And I generally do that, like with homies.
Oh, yeah.
I'll do, you know, if somebody, my buddy's name is Ed, I'll be like, what up, Eddie? You know, like, what up, Freddie? But I do it with your last name, if you've noticed.
Riggy.
Riggy.
I don't even mind. I don't mind Freddie that much anymore. It's just like you can tell, like when there's a tone between Freddie, like you can tell some people say Freddie one way, and then there's the Freddie that's like, oh, you're so small. And I'm like, oh,
yeah.
And I am. I
guess you are sensitive to that, you know, and not that you're sensitive to it, but you.
Yeah, you notice it.
You notice it because it's been like so many people do it. And then the first few times it's like, oh, okay, cool. But then you realize that why they were doing it is to kind of like as a little dig. Yeah, I never.
It's mostly girls. It's all of always course, girls, dude. And they go, oh, like Freddie? And I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, just say, like, Freddie Prince. I mean, Prince, dude.
Scooby Doo.
That's right. That's right. Was it?
Yeah, no. Freddie Prince, and also Fred. Isn't he Fred, too?
I don't know. Oh, I think he is. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. In Scooby Doo, right?
Yeah, double. But yeah, Freddie Prince played Fred. Wouldn't that be nice?
Meant to be. Yeah, you could play another Fred.
I just don't think he's a jock. I don't think I pull off the jock aesthetic.
You could. You would be like the shorter, like lacrosse, like the guy that
I appreciate lacrosse call out.
Yeah. Totally that, dude. No, like, you know, there's always like the guy in the group, and he's usually the smaller guy in like a jock group, and he's like the one that's like pushing everybody around because he found a way to like use his words to really get at people and dig in. And
yeah,
like,
the guy with the Napoleon complex.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's you could totally do that.
Yeah, I could pull off a Napoleon complex.
Yeah,
easy. Yeah. I think I have one for sure.
Yeah.
I think it's hard to be short and not have one.
Yeah, for sure.
I was at a party the other day, and I was sitting on the counter, and so I was propped up a little bit, and so I was probably at like 6'2" level.
Oh.
And I was like super, I was like, wow, this. And then somebody tall was next to me, and I was like, this is just the best. This is what you have all the time. Crazy. Yeah. I sat there and swung my legs for like 15 minutes.
Right? It's like when you got those stimulus checks, and you're like, is this what people like regularly feel like that have like a little extra money? It's like, oh.
Oh, wow. This feels good. Dude, you just get to see everything that's going on. I get stuck and I see backs.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
I can't find my friends at a party.
Sweaty titties.
And sweaty titties?
Yeah, do you like have to look at like shoes then at that point?
No, I'm pretty good at like sneaking through people because I can get through those tight spaces. You know?
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
I can get around you. I can duck.
A little swim move.
Exactly. Hey, state champ swimmer.
Dang, so what was your best, what do you call it, stroke? What's your best, freestyle. Besides this one, what's your best stroke?
I was a 500 freestyle, so distance.
Oh,
distance.
Shit, okay, yeah. Stamina. You hear that, ladies?
Yeah, except I don't have it like that. But lots of rounds.
Oh, lots of rounds, yes. Okay.
That's why, I give good head, I've heard. No. I've gotten lots of compliments.
I mean, is it too early to show them the tongue? Is this what we're going to do right now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wasn't even going to go. I don't think my tongue is what does it for me. I don't get distracted by the
whole. Do you speak Hebrew down there, dude?
No, Japanese. Oishi ne. Itadakimasu. Do you speak Japanese?
Ooh. Do you want yourself a little Japanese chick, dude?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
You were close, right? In Alaska, that's fairly close to Japan. That's about as close as you can get, right?
We have a ton of Japanese influence. Really? A lot of Asian and then Pacific Islander.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're really diverse. Anchorage had like two of the most diverse high schools in the nation.
No shit.
Yeah, top 10. West High School, Bartlett High School. Shout out.
Dude, scouted by Hollywood, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it was Hollywood. It was all those libtards. Which is me.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a snowflake.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Oh no, I just am, but I think I'm pretty good. I hide it pretty well. I don't think
about
people
what?
Want it. my super super leftness.
Yeah, see, the older I get, definitely the more like I can lean on some conservative values. Like I was even talking to Sheila, which I've never thought about this, but I'm like, yeah, the woman, but one of the parents when you have kids, like, should be at home. Like we should be able to, like,
yeah, there are a lot to handle.
Yeah, one income to support the family, and whether that be the guy or the girl, and then one person to really steer the kids in their young age until like they become fucking in their the tween years, you know. Then it's like, okay, like
now you can stay at home alone.
Yeah, and you can kind of do your own thing. But like, yeah, there's things I'm like, I never would have like really felt like that. I'd be like, no, everybody do what they want, do what it is, you know, whatever you want. Which I am all for, you know. At the end of the day, it's do whatever makes you happy. But there is the responsibility factor once you bring, you know, children into the world and all this and that. But yeah, no, I've totally, you know, grown up, even though I'm country, tons of those conservative values, but I've always definitely leaned left.
Oh, I'm not saying to pick a side. You know, the saying goes like, when you're young,
yes.
Yeah.
If you're not liberal when you're young, you have no heart. If you're not a conservative by when you're older, then you have no brain.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And dude, when the few times I voted and I didn't know who like the people were in the thing, I would always just, when it came to the money issues, vote conservative.
Yeah, dude, keep your money.
And well, just like the treasurer or anybody that was like, you had to go through for the money aspect of the state.
Yeah.
But everything else was liberal policies to try and like, so they can figure out how they can progress.
I'm a good person, I swear.
To progress. So then they can like go out here and then they can be like, well, we can't make that happen because, you know, we got to be more conservative with these, you know, financials, all this fucking talk. Like, I know what I'm saying. But my ass, not knowing what, you know, who's on what ballot and what they stand for entirely. Cause it's hard to fucking keep up with all that shit and have a full-time job and achieve your passions and all that shit. Right.
Exactly.
But I would say, okay, I'm going to lean left here. And anytime the judges, no judge is going to be listening to it. All the judges, do you nominate them for re-election? I would always say no.
Yeah, really fuck them over and be like, no. Put somebody else in there.
Yeah, work harder. I don't know, man. Exactly. I don't know. What, you get cush, man. That's the thing about like tenure, like a tenured teacher.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Like, they're just like not, you're not trying anymore. I don't know, dude. No. And you found loopholes and you found all this shit. No, get them out of there.
Earn it.
Get some young blood in there. Get a young rig that followed through on his law career. Get them in there.
Oh, no, dude. No shot. I hope I never have to go back to school. I was a horrible student. I didn't like it at all.
You know, not even studied. But what would you have studied, though, if that was...
In law?
Well, I guess in law, but like... I would say, okay, what were you aiming for in law?
I never wanted to go to law school. I wanted to graduate and then not work, but then I didn't really know what to do.
No.
And then for like, I graduated early because I just was so done and I was like, I can take extra classes and be done. And then I quit my job. And so I was just chilling up in Flagstaff for a while, smoking weed like every day. And I wasn't feeling great, and then I started doing stand-up and I was like, I gotta do this, because I've always wanted to do stand-up. The first time I did stand-up, I was 18 back home, and the bar wouldn't let me in, so I had to bring my mom, and she had to like come in and with me, and I did 10 minutes, thought I crushed, and then never did it again.
No shit.
Did not crush. It was awful. I'm still ass.
No,
I'm still so bad. So.
Are you fishing for compliments, Fred?
No.
I'm only having you on because I do find what you have to say funny and insightful. You do have some very good points of view, man. So
I appreciate that, but I think sometimes I have moments. I have glimpses, and I'm like, ooh, look, I'm funny right there. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of goes away. I'm like, yeah.
That's why it's tough for me to like listen to the playback of my recordings when I do it, because in my head I was like, oh, that went really well. You know, because... when the camera is not on the audience, so because I'm watching back and I'm watching, you know, how I'm performing it as well as just listening to it, but you don't get to see like the engagement visually from the audience, which to me is a big factor. And all you're listening for is like the big laughs, and yeah. they're not coming. And I'm like, what the fuck? I thought I did way better than that. But
everybody was smiling.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what it was. It's like everybody's smiling, and not everything kind of comes through because it's a loud bar. Yeah. But yeah, it's tough to like be like, oh, I thought I had a great set. All right, let me listen to it over again. And it's like, yeah. Wasn't as good as I remembered.
Dude, that's the worst. I hate hearing my own voice, or because I listen to every set mm-hmm. I do too. I audio record and then I take mm-hmm. notes. But I laugh so much in my, like, after my jokes, especially yes. if it's new, I'll laugh after it. And yeah. I hate it. I have in my notes a bunch of times, like, stop laughing, stop. It's so annoying.
That's good. You take notes. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Do you have, you're very regimented in it. So that's why I'm like, what were you studying in law? Because I think if you did really focus on anything, you could really excel at any of that. So, you know, you're hitting 10 mics, you know, you're getting your reps in, you're being seen. So, I mean, it's just time invested at the end of the day. Anything is just time invested, and you're perfecting your own art form in this sense.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think as many reps as you can get. People have asked me, which I've thought is really strange, like what I do. And I'm like, dude, I have no, I just got in this. I don't know. But I just go out as much as I possibly can. Mm-hmm. And then I think slowly you just get more and more comfortable.
Yeah, and comfortable, because that's one thing. Yeah, you might kind of giggle on a couple things, and that would be you knowing that you're kind of like not as sold on your own punchline or premise or this and that. But you're out there barking, which, you know, if people don't know, that's a term where a club will have you go out and bark at people to get into the club, right? You know, it's like, hey, we got shows, here's some drink tickets, here's a free ticket, or hey, we got comedy, come on, check it out, right?
Exactly.
And that takes, dude, that's like fucking door-to-door salespeople, man. That's a
I've done door-to-door sales.
Okay, so
awful.
See, there you go.
Awful. I hated it.
Yeah, but it's this, you flex that muscle, and you force yourself to do that, man. And you still, you're gaining a confidence boost from each one of those interactions, even if it goes bad. It's like, at least I hate that shit, dude. Like when people are, when there's a kiosk at the mall and they're, I'm like, oh,
don't talk to me.
Oh, I'm good, dude. I'm good. Like, dude, I don't know what it is, but you've in a sense, you know, conquered that. Like you've tackled that. So it comes off on stage.
I mean, I don't know. I think I'm very aware that I am very approachable. Like I have a very soft face. I'm not big. Like no one's scared of me. I'm not a threatening presence.
Mm-hmm.
So I can walk up to pretty much anyone and they're not scared. You made a face. You think I'm, you think I'm big?
The dark side in there.
Oh, for sure. But he doesn't come out like ever anymore. No, it's just like, I know people won't be scared of me. So like there's no, if I go in, just myself, like you'll want to talk, like you can talk to me easy.
Yeah.
And then I know how to steer a conversation. And also if I'm barking, like I'm in and out. If you're not interested at all, get out. And if.
Yeah. Cause it's, there's also a difference because you're promoting it for the business, the club. So at that point you're an employee in a sense, right? You're in this different mindset where it's like, it's not like you're selling yourself, so you have to behave like a certain way. It's like, no, you're selling the club and the experience in there.
Yeah.
So there is like this layer in between those two scenarios.
I also always hit them with this is my dream, support my dream. I'm a little boy from Alaska.
At the end of the day, dude, why not?
Get people in there.
Why not? Dude, I had a customer the other day and I was like, hey, extended warranties is the name of the game in any retail establishment. And so they're like, you need to really sell extended warranties, you know, this and that. And that's, I get it. There's a benefit to it. I've seen them work plenty of times. But it's like, some people just don't want them, dude. I don't know what you want me to do, dude. You
I
want
never
me to
get
force
it.
Them. Exactly. Mm-mm. So anyways,
extra money?
It's
no
exactly
shot.
What it is. And I have a bunch of rebuttals for you on that side. Anyways, at the end of the day, I had a regular one of my customers that I always hook up, you know, and I was like, I know you got the warranty last time. We're having an issue with the other speaker system you have. And he puts on shows. Dude, I'm trying to get him on the podcast.
Oh,
he's
yeah?
like a retired Southside Chicago cop that turned fucking Western cowboy singer-songwriter. Has this whole gunfight, he's like gunfight show. Yeah, dude, with backup dancers, all kinds of shit. It's this whole elaborate thing, dude. This guy's legit.
Okay.
And nicest guy. And I go, hey, you know, do you want the warranty? You know, he's like, ah, oh, thinking about it. I was like, you got it last time? He's like, ah. I was like, hey, dude, it really helps me out if you get it. And he just threw his card at me. And he's like, hey, if it takes care of you, you take care of me. And so I was like, oh, thanks, dude. You know, at the end of the day, people do want to support, you know? So if you can lead in and be like, hey, and that's the part where it feels like we're begging, you know, but people do want to support.
Yeah.
They do. They want to feel like they are supporting and a part of something.
Especially if they like you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it makes it easy to... And it doesn't cost you. I mean, in your case, it costs you money, but mine is free. I was like, you're not doing anything right now? Come in and walk out.
You do some crazy shit, dude, where you convince people to stay. You're like, wait, I'm about to go up. Stay. You're going to laugh. I'm just like, dude, I could never do that because now, like, their expectations are just like, this fucking better be funny. And I've seen you do that a couple of times. I'm like, dude, you're ballsy.
I just don't care if I let them down, man. I need someone to watch, dude. I can't perform to just comics every night, dude. Because if I bomb, whatever, I don't care. But if I get you to laugh, then I know that something's funny there.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing is ever funny, dude. I just sit there. I sit in my stare at my notebook, and I'm like, why aren't you funny?
Yeah, don't laugh. Yeah, I got roasted at the last roast.
Oh, yeah? Bad. Dude, those look fun.
They are very fun. Well, I'm not just talking about Randall. Randall definitely held... He fucking gave it to me. He won, for sure.
What was the best one?
He talked about Sheila's titties.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean... What'd he say? They're nice? Yeah. Oh, shocker.
Yeah.
What?
No, he also says something about, like, I'm the type of Mexican where if I get a flat tire, I'd call my girlfriend to change it. And then Moses, the guy I beat twice in a row, he's in the audience. He's like, it's true. I've seen it. I was like, what the fuck, dude?
Damn. I mean, you're not helping yourself out with the flamingo shirt, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it is what it is, dude. I like it, though. I change tires. All right, relax.
I am a man.
I've never changed oil, though. I do need to do that. Do need to learn.
Dude, it's tough. My dad, I'm supposed to know how to change a tire, but I haven't done it in so long. We used to, because we'd have to go winter tire and then summer tires.
Oh, that's right.
So every year we'd have to change my mom's car tires.
Yeah.
And he'd take me and my little brother out there and we'd do that. And it was like, oh my gosh, this sucks.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Did you guys have to put chains around them or something? Or
those are for like big vehicles. You just need studs most of the time.
Oh, it's got one right here, dude. Oh, fuck.
I'm in the presence of a stud right now. Stop.
More like,
oh my god, flex again for me.
No way. I'm going to charge you the next one.
First one's free.
Hey. Yeah, no, I just my dad definitely worked on vehicles. Obviously, he's fucking Mexican. But it was never something that I just tackled. I never like I you know, and I took auto in class in high school. I took like 2 semesters, I think. And
yeah.
I don't know, just...
It's more than me, man. I hate getting dirty. Like, I can get dirty. Mm-hmm. I don't... Like, I'll do it, but I have to take a shower right after. I don't...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When I'm sweaty, because I don't get sweaty a lot, because I haven't gone through puberty yet. I'm just so damn small. And so I don't have any hair, so I never smell bad. But then when I start to, smell myself a little bit, I'm like... Oh, I'm disgusting. I'm the grossest. And I have to immediately take a shower.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind getting dirty these days anymore. Before it was just like, yeah, I was like, you know, try not to, I don't know, man. You always just think you're going to stink and a girl's going to be like, ew. But I don't know, man. Like,
dude, I slap on deodorant. I smell good.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, women do like the musk. They do like, you know.
Those aren't the girls I pull. I'm not pulling a girl that wants a stud, huh?
You'll get there, dude. You'll get there.
I appreciate the optimism.
You will get there.
Dude, I don't even know. If I put on a bunch of weight and muscles, I'd just look like a thumb. Like, I would look strange.
No way, dude. This man can do backflips. Dude, if you...
Not a selling point for a lot of women is like, but can he backflip?
I mean, backflip, dude. Backflip, right into your DMs. I don't know. I got nothing.
Yeah. I actually went on a date with a girl from cold opening into her DMs.
Yeah.
Me and Mike were bored. Michael Densmore. We're bored at an open mic and we just started to DM, or I did. He found them. I DM'd them. Just a bunch of cold openings that were like super cheesy.
How were you finding these ladies? These
I think we typed in like hot ASU girls onto the Instagram search bar. And then the hashtag came up or something.
And so,
then,
but hold on, but are they hashtagging their own? Like they're saying that they're hot ASU girls?
Or it might have been the location, like ASU location. Gotcha. Okay, and okay. So people.
I was gonna say, that's a different breed of woman, dude. That's like, I'm a hot ASU girl.
I mean, that's a confident woman. And we need more of them.
I think we call those sluts, and we are all for it.
No, we call them empowered, Juan.
Oh, yes,
you're not part of the new generation.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to learn all this lingo, man.
Dude, as a single guy that doesn't want to be in a relationship, I love them. They are the best. They're my favorite.
Yeah, they come right in, don't fucking give a fuck about shit.
Yeah, I don't got to worry about the... Actually, I love the chase. That's my like my favorite part.
The chase is pretty awesome, dude. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
And it's always there. As much as you know you got to focus on some other shit, it's just ingrained in us, dude. It's just ingrained in the human animal to try and copulate as much as possible.
I agree 100%, dude. I love breeding.
Goddamn. I do too, but fuck, dude. It eats up a lot of time and fucking brain power that could be going to fucking making something great.
Really? I don't think about it that intensely until like I've got a month and then I'm like, I could go for some sex right now. And then I'd cry. And then I attempt. And it works out sometimes.
Bob it. You know, come on. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
So wait, so what was your opening line?
Yeah, I think it was like, hey, I don't.
It's been 3 months. Hey.
It's been 3 months and I'm horny. No, I said, I have no idea how to do this. And I honestly have nothing to offer you. But you're very pretty. Here's my friend making a cow noise, and then a voice memo of Mike making a cow noise. Going like, and that was it. Yeah, dude. And it worked.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. You know, I don't kiss and tell, but.
Okay, yeah, we don't. That was a pretty wide vagina, dude. You went pretty wide.
I mean,
there it is.
You think that got picked up?
It might have. No. Hit the wall. Hold on. But we were talking about, I brought up the roast. I got. Because of the confidence thing. I was talking about how you laugh on your lines. And yeah. I do that too. Right? You know, because it's like, the thing about comedy is like when you're really executing it and it seems like these are things that you full sail. You know, a lot of people think that you believe or that you really feel this way. Like when you say just something that's fucking, you know.
Out of pocket.
Out of pocket, yeah. And you laugh it off. But, you know, the thing is that you just have to sell it. And then you just have to know, hey, you guys are here for a comedy show, dude. I'm going to say things that I find funny that goes here. And it's just for the art itself. And
that's such an artist mind, dude. I don't even think like that. I just go, you think this will be funny? And then I try it. And then it doesn't ever work. And I go, oh, it wasn't funny enough. I need to think more.
Yeah, I need to think more. No, man. Because when I delivered a few of my lines and I kind of laughed them off, the two judges, Tara and Lola, which are two hard-ass bitches, dude.
Yeah.
They're fucking badass comics, but hard asses.
Studs.
The studs, for sure. And I
turned
them off.
Do you title these episodes?
I should. No, I don't.
Stud. Okay, sorry. I cut you off.
You're good, dude. I don't know. Yeah, you give me an idea that I should, but I won't. no, they really, I turned them off. I turned them off by the way I was delivering the said shit, because they had no redeeming qualities for my performance at all.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Nothing redeeming to say about it. And you know what? I just took it in stride and I'm like, okay, I just have to, you know, become undeniable. That's been my thing for like the last 3 or 4 years, is just to become undeniable in anything you do, man. And whatever your venture is, take the criticism and just say, yes, thank you. And okay, cool. Yes. And, you know, and just
you're
roll
right,
with it,
right.
Man. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. Because the aim is to become undeniable. And at that point, when I do reach that, then there's no question. Then I am performing, and
yeah.
You know, that won't happen again.
No right? doubts.
But yeah, it was me laughing off my, you know, my roast jokes or this and that. Especially because when I entered on, dude, I jumped through the front, dude. I jumped over the speakers. I got up. I was in a basketball jersey.
Oh, you had good energy. Yeah. And then you started talking. And then apparently
they were like, ooh, who's this motherfucker? And then I was all, you know, like.
Wasn't that funny?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. No. Never again, bro. I'm going to go up there and just fucking go for the jug and just stand all fucking stone face killer.
I know. It's impressive that you do roast because you're such a nice guy.
I love roast, dude.
Really? I don't think I'll be good at roast because I don't want to be mean. I don't think I'm good at being mean.
I love it. And see, the thing is that I don't think I get that mean. I can. And there's been a couple times where like Sheila's like, ooh, that's not in good taste.
Yeah.
Or that's not, you know, that's just going to be mean for the sake of being mean. And I'm like, okay, yeah. Because there is an art to it. But also it's like, I love puns. I love like making connections that don't really exist for the sake of a pun or a double entendre.
Yeah.
And there's so many roast battles right now, and I think roasting has gotten to a certain level that like you really got to cut fucking deep, dude.
Yeah.
Before you could have said something silly and been like, ah, but now it's just like, be that's mean. It. No, like,
yeah, be dark.
Kill this motherfucker. Yeah, exactly. Dark.
Yeah.
Dark is the thing.
I'm on the Burnout show April 12th, I think.
That's right. I got some lines for you, my man.
Oh, you have some for me? Yeah. I've only written for Kate. Because I just really was this morning because I couldn't sleep, and then I was like, "Do you want to hear some of them, dude? They're kind. I feel like I got a few. I got a few.
You, if you want to, I mean, hey,
is this gonna come out before then?
It should be coming out
because right before, That's fine.
Yeah,
I want to know that they're not insanely mean because. I didn't get a ton of sleep and I was angry. I was up at like 7 in the morning because I was on call and I was waiting for a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And then it never came till 10 and I was like, so I was writing down. And I'm scared they're like really mean.
Nah, I was up the other day from 2 to 3. I woke up 2 hours like into sleep and I just couldn't go back to sleep. And I wrote a lot in that hour too. There's something about that angry. I should be asleep right now.
Yeah. All right, you ready for this one? This one's kind of fucked up. Kate, take a chill pill on the testosterone. The ball sack under your chin is big enough.
Ooh.
She has a double chin. I don't know. You think that's too mean?
No.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. That's me, though. I say nothing's off limits. That's just
me. Yeah. I have more, but I don't know. I feel like I want someone to be a surprise for you.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. I would say keep it. I don't want to share my own stuff with like.
Oh yeah. Don't tell me yours for me.
Yeah, I won't.
But you better have a dead dad thing in there somewhere. Or a Jewish thing. Come on. Those are easy. Or a short thing. If those are the three.
I have an Iron Dome joke.
An Iron Dome.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Okay.
And.
That's good.
Hopefully people know what that means. I would assume enough people know what
the Iron
Dome
means. Dude, you don't know about the
IDF? Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
You better.
Israel?
If not, like, read up on it and then come to the roast.
Yeah, exactly.
Imagine, like, hey, what are you doing? They're like, oh, I'm reading up on fucking Israel Gaza because there's a roast coming up.
Juan has a roast. Get on your shit.
Can you say Jews and roast in the same sentence?
I mean, yeah, it's kind of like what we're known for. 6 million times.
God damn.
A little over.
Have you been?
To Israel?
Or Germany?
I've been to neither, so I could answer the question regardless, but my birth, I was supposed to go on my birthright, because when you're Jewish, you get to like go to Israel for free, and then COVID happened, and I just never ended up going, and then I moved here, but I had to put down a $250 deposit. And I had to talk.
And you never
fucking
got it back?
Jews. No, I did get Jews, it back. Dude. I got it back. But those motherfuckers held on to that thing.
Dude.
Yeah. I just complained a bunch. So just Jewish. I'm just Jewish. I was like, guys, it's been like 3 months. I said I'm not going.
Yeah. Dude, so wait, it's only on a certain birthday? Is it your 18th birthday or something?
No,
or?
So I have until my 26th birthday to go to Israel.
Dude, what are we doing?
I know, but then I just started doing this. And then I hate... Every day I miss, if I miss one day, I feel...
With what, comedy?
Yeah.
Oh, no, dude. Don't think like that.
I know, you say that, because
you do need
hard.
A vacation to come back refreshed. And I say vacation like you've been doing it for fucking ever, like I've been doing it forever. There's something about going and having an experience. Because here's what's going to happen, dude. You're going to go and you're going to have this crazy experience that you can talk about. And you're also going to have moments in there that become bits.
No, I 100% believe that. But the problem is I want to be able to be funny first before I start having all those experiences. Because if I'm not funny yet, like I'm not that funny on stage. Like there's a whole, like funny people have like an aura when they're on stage. Like you can, they're just so natural. I'm not natural at all. So if I go and have those experiences and try and do them, but it sounds super scripted, I'm not going to get any feedback off those experiences. And then I'm scared that I won't be able to like remember it as well.
Don't do that, dude.
I want to give myself a year of just like grinding.
Well, yeah. Okay. Down. Cause you're 23, you have to 26, right?
Yeah.
Can I be your emotional support Mexican on the way there? Is that, can I fly in there?
I fly in and you think I'm going to lose my shit?
No, I'm just saying a roundabout way to get me on that flight.
Dude. Oh yeah. Yeah.
I want to go.
You'd be my support animal. Yeah. Yeah, this is a person. No. It's a Mexican.
Exactly. Dude. Yeah.
Come on, buddy.
Like, oh, sir. Does anybody muzzled?
Don't give him tequila. He gets wild off tequila. Yeah.
What is the Jewish drink?
We got wine. We're big on wine.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know,
right.
About
water
Jesus.
Into wine.
Yeah. Right. I mean, what a Jew, right?
Yeah, dude. Amazing.
Yeah. We're big on wine. A lot of kosher wines. I grew up drinking grape juice. So I think communion for you guys, right? That's the same like dealio.
Yeah. Yeah. Getting lit, yeah. Dude. For
oh,
sure.
Yeah. Well, you guys didn't actually get to get lit. There's a whole Jewish holiday where you have to drink 4 glasses of wine, Passover.
And you're how old?
I'm 23.
No. But when you started doing that?
Oh, well, I think most Jews, 13, because then you're bar mitzvahed, you're technically an adult. But I didn't get to drink the wine until I was like, I think, well, one year, the first year that I got intoxicated was during COVID, during Passover. And we don't really drink at my house. So my mom got like weed juice, like edible lemonade. And
really?
Me and my brother, yeah, that's what we did.
When was this?
It was like 2020,
oh,
2021.
Shit. Okay.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a great time.
Weed juice, huh? Is it like a tincture or was it like
no.
a juice?
So it's like an edible lemonade.
Oh, okay.
They're wild now. Yeah, they do all sorts of shit with THC.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Just a little bottle of lemonade, 100 milligrams in this like little bottle.
Here's this infused chapstick.
Exactly.
It's fucking good. Dude.
Oh, it's for the cotton mouth. This is a genius. My cotton mouth gets bad.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I can't even really smoke anymore. Like,
it's hitting me harder and harder. Either the weed is still getting considerably stronger or my tolerance is getting lower.
Well, how often do you smoke?
Almost every night.
Really? Yeah. I smoke on Fridays and Saturdays now.
Okay.
Only. I'm sober the whole week. Fridays and Saturdays, I'll smoke a little bit.
Yeah.
And I get so high so fast.
Really?
I tried riding with some people and I got too high. Couldn't talk the whole time.
Oh,
that's... 3 hours put me out. I had like maybe 6 hits.
Yeah, when you're locked.
Yeah, exactly. Sitting right here. I stood in a corner for a while. Swaying because my inner monologue was like, you stuck yourself in this place, you're so dumb, you can't move anymore, now you gotta stand. And there was an open space on the couch and I was like, you should just walk to the couch, what are you doing? And then I sat down and they're like talking and writing and I blurted out like, guys, I had to move to the couch, I don't know if you noticed that. And nobody was paying attention to me, but I was like, you guys, did you notice how weird that was, huh? Shit like that, man. I can't function anymore.
Weed is great for that. How vulnerable it makes you and like how like the insecurities of it, it's great. I don't like it for the stage.
I can't.
But like at home and in certain environments, oh yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
It's really good for that factor where it's like it really just checks your ego.
Have you ever done mushrooms?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, those check your ego.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Same with acid, but mushrooms are better.
Yeah, I haven't messed around with acid as much. And then
I've done acid twice. I don't like how long it is.
Oh, really? Okay,
it takes too much time and I'm done.
Yeah.
Mushrooms are perfect because it's like 4 hours.
Yeah, tops.
And then you're done.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go out through your day.
Yeah, yeah. But I told myself no more large doses in big groups.
Yeah, well, I would never want to do mushrooms with like... Well, me, big groups is tough because you
big groups and more than like 4 people.
Also, never inside. I don't know if you've done...
Oh, yeah.
I hate inside.
I did it at the Grand Canyon, and that's when I told myself no more. Because I did it at the Grand Canyon.
Did
I did like probably 3 grams.
I did 4.5 at the Grand Canyon one time.
And we were all camping. We had just hiked from south to north rim. and we were all camping.
That's a long hike. Mm-hmm.
and we were camping because the next morning we were hiking back.
Yeah.
And
little backpacking trip.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can appreciate that.
It wasn't as crazy because we had guys meet us at the North Rim, so they had everything camped out for us by the time we got there.
Still 20 something miles.
It's still, yeah, it was 44 miles round trip.
Yeah.
Right. And amazing time. Fucking great. Fucking loved it. But got too high on mushrooms and I really wanted to just be in my tent and cry and just feel everything. But I was like, I couldn't walk.
Yeah.
And I couldn't just cry in front of all these dudes, even though they're my bros.
Yeah.
It's my workout crew and all that. And they knew that I was on mushrooms. So they know they're like, I'm going through the throes of it. Right.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to be that downer, right? Where it's like, fuck, we're in here drinking beers, trying to have fun, you know, and here's this guy fucking in his feels. So I like shoved it all down, trying to hold it. I was like, I'm not going to do that again, dude.
You can cry in front of me. I won't judge you at all.
But they wouldn't have. I know they wouldn't have. But it was the fact that I just didn't want to like ruin, you know, like
their
like
experience.
Their experience, you know?
Me and my buddies would do mushrooms, and Alaska in the summertime is like the best place to do mushrooms because the sun's out the whole day. Mm-hmm. So you get off work and you go backpacking and then you get out in nature, and there can be like 8 or 9 of us and we'll all do mushrooms. And then what's great is that you have your tent spot, you have everything set up, and then everybody kind of just breaks off into their groups. Like a couple times I've done mushrooms, just out in the mountains.
Yeah.
Totally go on your own solo adventure. One time I went on this ridge and just ran around naked just because I was myself. Dude, being naked on mushrooms is like the funnest thing in the world, dude.
I got to try it next time.
Dude, letting everything hang out and then just running.
Frolicking, dude.
Oh, that's a better. Yeah, we're frolicking.
Right? Yes, I want to frolic, dude.
Dude, one time we went backpacking and my buddies went up to the place, and I had to work, so I got off late, and then I was meeting them there, and I had a bag of mushrooms with me. I got to the place, they weren't at the site, so I went out looking for them because I think they went fishing. I ran like 3 miles, it kept going on the trail because there was a lake at the end of it, with a bottle of Kettle One vodka, like a fifth, and I got to the trail split, and I was like, I don't know which way they went, I sat down, started drinking, fell asleep. Woke up and the sun hadn't moved at all, but I was like, I must have been asleep for a while. So I started to go back, and I get like, I'm a mile away from the place, and I just hear them yelling my name, and I'm like, oh my gosh. And I get over this little ridge, and they're naked running up and down the ridge yelling my name, like five of my buddies butt ass naked tripping, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm missing out on this whole thing. So I ran back to the place and I got high, and then we went on an adventure and ran around the mountains. But it's crazy. It was good time.
Fuck yeah, dude. I love
it. And we're all straight. Just.
Yeah. You're allowed to do that.
Yeah, dude. It's a fun time. If you're hating on that, try it. And then talk to me.
Yeah, the guys that ain't on it are just afraid they're going to like it too much.
Yeah, dude. If you're not in tune with your sexuality.
How do I feel? I don't know how this makes me feel.
Exactly.
That's like the guys that get really angry at stuff. It's like, oh, you don't know your feelings.
I don't like how I keep staring at your penis.
Admire it.
Look at it.
Look at it.
It starts to vibrate.
One eye at a time, though. One eye at a time.
Get in a little room.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, dude. Alaska, dude. Alaska's great, dude.
It's the best.
Is that K2? Not K2. Denali?
Denali, yeah. Denali. I think it's probably... Old name was Mount McKinley, but we changed that. We changed it back.
Oh, they took it from the white man?
Yeah, well, they gave it back. They gave it back to the natives.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
The big one.
Picking up. The big one?
Yeah, that's what Denali means.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the big one.
Oh, shit.
Should be the biggest one.
The biggest one.
Yeah, in North America. I've always wanted to climb it. I had a buddy from high school. He attempted to climb and couldn't get it. It's a big fucking mountain.
Yeah, do you need oxygen near the top then?
I mean, if you're a pussy. No, I think you definitely do. It's high up there.
So women need oxygen?
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
but if you're a man.
No, there's a difference. That's right.
No, it's super... I want to do it. I don't think I'll ever do it, though. I think it takes
Fred,
so much time.
What's all, I don't like all this talk. I'm not going to go to Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jesus.
I would be in Jerusalem. That's good. I think that still works.
Yeah. I'm not going to go to Israel. I'm not going to climb Denali. We need to do all the things, Freddie. You're young.
I get that, but I'm so one focused right now. I don't enjoy spending time.
Yeah,
doing
you got the
else.
Tunnel vision, dude. Like the Hasidic
Jews. Yeah, dude. It's part. It's in my blood, dude. I must tunnel. That's not a good Jewish. I wish I could do one, really bad. It'd really help my comedy.
What do you attribute to your lack of Jewish accent?
The fact that I was in Alaska. I don't think there's a lot of Jews up north. Or I know. I can tell you right now. Me and my brother were the only Jews in my high school.
No shit.
Yeah, 1,600 Damn. Kids.
1,600, huh?
1,600.
Do you have a good Inuit impression?
I can't.
Don't do it.
I don't really want to do it.
Don't do it.
I think it's like, schnoll. No, I don't.
I don't do it.
I had one at one point, but it's not very funny when no one gets what you're doing, so you kind of lose it.
After all this sex and drug talk, do we want to tell people what you do for work?
Oh, I am a teacher. Dude, if my boss watches this, well... I'm a substitute teacher, so fire me. I'm just kidding. I love my job.
And you guys are in short supply in general.
Exactly. Yeah, you can't get rid of me. I got free range.
You can talk about all. You can't talk about all these things, but then it's like they sweep certain relationships under the rug that happen between teachers and students. But God forbid you talk.
Don't even bring that up right now, Juan. What are you doing to me?
Well, I'm not saying it's you, sir.
No, and I work at an elementary school. That's horrible. Mm-hmm. Don't put that on me.
But it is a thing, especially a thing, with these days, with teachers finding out that they got only students finding out that teachers have OnlyFans accounts. And
dude, I would have loved to have been one of those scandals.
Dude.
That would have been like the best thing in the world.
Like when you were a kid, or you mean as a teacher?
No. Oh, no, not as a teacher.
What I'm saying, dude.
No, I'm saying as a student. That would have been, I would have felt so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember in third grade, my third grade teacher was bad.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, she's like just became a teacher. And even then, I was like, ugh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like even, I don't even know what sex was, but I stared at her butt all the time.
You know what you like to see.
Exactly. But
that booty. Yeah, no, it's I'm not gonna touch it.
Do it.
No.
All right. Didn't make me do my native impression.
Yeah, but it is different for boys and girls, dude. Like I feel differently when it happens to a different, like with the boys, I don't feel as bad.
Yeah,
with girls for sure.
Because the boys want you want to see a hero, dude.
You do.
See
as
a
boy, you want it. You know, for different, more than just different reasons, but for sure. I mean, again, nothing negates the fact that they're a child, dude, and you're not all there because you're just not fully developed. All the reasoning, all that shit, you don't know.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't know what you want. I still don't.
So
know
I say I wanted it, but who knows.
Oh, no, I would have been stoked, dude. Can you imagine? I would be a completely different person. I would feel so cool all the time. Dude, walking around to everyone to be like, yo, I had sex with my teacher.
Yeah.
You know how much clout you'd get?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was awesome.
He would. But I have heard, I heard some of the guys that's happened to, that I had this roast, but it's not really a roast at this point. It's almost like a tag or a premise, but it's like their virginity. They didn't lose their virginity. It was robbed from them. It was stolen from them. Right. And that's
like if they're a girl.
In general. Anybody. Right. You didn't lose your virginity. It was robbed. It was stolen from you because you were groomed or someone took advantage of you. Like there's definitely a difference. And when that happens by like a very promiscuous older woman to a younger guy, an adolescent, and they think that every relationship and every other woman is exactly this, that fucks with them for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see that. I still would, if I could go back in time and have sex with Miss Poke.
You should send this to her, dude.
Miss Poe, she's married. She's got a kid now. She's probably not as hot. But back then,
Oh, yeah.
I'm locked in, dude. Knowing what I know now, I'd be like, Miss Pogue, let me give you some head.
Let me get at that Donati.
Ew.
Ew. All right, but hold on, man. So how do you dig your job with, molding young minds, though?
Like, I mean, so at first it was, like, kind of tough, but I actually really... I feel it's nice, like, waking up every day and then feeling like I'm doing something kind of cool,
mm-hmm.
like, throughout the day, and then getting paid for it, yeah. and then it's enough to, like, pay for all my things is very fulfilling. Like, I feel very fulfilled, and then get to go out at night and do my shtick.
Yeah, yeah, because you're done by what?
I'm done by 3.
Dude.
And then I go work out, and then mostly I just run, but... And then I run, and then I make dinner, and then I leave, and I'm out the door, and then I don't get back till 10 or 11.
Yeah.
But I've been getting better at being earlier. Like Mondays, I get in around like 10:30, but then it goes to 8:30 on Tuesdays.
Mm.
I don't know. I got a whole system now. I know where I go. It's just not, I really enjoy having a schedule, like just knowing exactly what I do.
Yeah.
I have a chore schedule. I feel so, like such a loser, but.
Dude,
I
no.
do laundries on Sunday.
That's what you have to do to get shit done, though, outside of it. Because otherwise, it just piles up. And then it becomes this whole fucking thing. And then you don't know where to start. And
yeah.
then you're like, you just, there's a sense of like, of that chaos that sure it might be good for certain creativity, but your peace of mind, you know, is...
I don't get the more creative in a mess because I would just get distracted by the mess.
Yeah.
I need to be clean. Yeah. And in a studio, like if it's dirty a little bit, it feels like it's dirty a lot. And so I have to clean or like pick up my clothes and make sure it looks nice.
I had this,
I also don't like smell. So if it gets stinky, I go,
Yeah, you have to address it. I had this revelation because my mom's an artist, a creator, like she's crafty, like seamstress, cool. all this shit, dude. She's always creating. And I didn't realize that that's where I got it from for whatever reason until like, you know, I moved her in with me. And
no, mom, that good quality stuff. Is just me.
Yeah, I was like, oh, it's just my thing. It's like, oh, no, like I've seen it my whole life, dude. I am the most unoriginal piece of shit. Anyways, I was... you know, she's a hoarder, and so she has all this stuff, and it's just everywhere.
Like a legit hoarder? Or like...
Yeah, it's not debilitating.
Can you walk through the house?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And there's been moments where you couldn't.
Really?
Where there was a path. Especially her old house. Yeah.
Oh,
her old. I mean, she was divorced and lived by herself. You know, my brother lived, you know, 150 miles away. I lived in Phoenix. She was in Yuma. My sister lived in Vegas. So she lived by herself, you know? Wasn't,
yeah.
All she had to do was just attend to her own needs. You know, it's like, I sit here, I sew here, I watch that TV, I eat here. Like it's,
yeah.
And you would go over and it's just stuff everywhere. Right. But when I moved her up, we tried to get rid of as much as we could, but obviously we were moving just boxes that just said stuff,
yeah.
stuff. And I'm just like, holy
stuff.
Shit.
Labeled.
But what I did was like, mom, I was like, you got to get this under control and have everything in one spot. Like I would just dwindle everything down because I would find a pair of scissors. I find another scissors. Next thing you know, there's 18 scissors because she knew she had some, but they were buried under something. So she would go get another pair and then that would get lost and then get another pair. So I'm like, you think you have all this stuff, but you don't because it's buried, right? But so here I am like getting all her beads and I'm trying to like separate them to like color and maybe style and this and that. So I'm putting them in all these containers and a part of me was like, am I stifling creativity?
Yeah, man. How do you eat Skittles?
Because I just put them in my mouth.
Oh, good for you. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not just, that crazy.
Cool. No. Because it's different, you know, because the way my mind works is if I wanted a particular thing, I want to be able to find it. Right.
Yeah, oh, that's
where I know where it's at. It's with the blues. It's right here. Boom. I want to grab it. So that's what I was trying to do for her. But I had I was high when I was doing it. And I was like, what if I'm stifling her creativity? Because normally this would just be a big bunch and she might choose something. Like she might go over here and be like, I think I want this one. But then it was like, oh, wait. Oh, this one might be better. And then uses that.
Yeah.
And I'm robbing her of that moment because I'm trying to put everything in categories and all this. And so there is that sense where it's like the chaos, there is creativity in there because you might use a tool or something that you might not otherwise because you just stumbled across it. It was the closest thing there. You made it work versus, you know, having a full catalog where drawers, where everything's exactly it. And you're just like, you know, this is proper and this is where this goes. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I can see that for sure. I don't have enough things to even do. Like, that's never going to be a problem for me. I don't buy anything. Like,
no, you're a minimalist.
Yeah. I don't own anything. I have nothing. Everything I own. Like,
what's going to be the first thing extravagant purchase you make when you make it in the comedy, world, bro?
Nothing. Probably a better camera.
No bullshit.
A better camera. I don't know. Splurge. I don't really want.
Listen, you don't want anything, but listen, like,
I really, if I can make $40,000 a year, doing comedy, I've made it. Like, I'm set. That's all I. That's and solid. I want to go farther than that. Yes, for sure. But if I can, my whole life just be like on the road.
But what if you land like a little sitcom gig and they give you like $500,000 up front, you know, as a sign on bonus? What are you, and everything else is paid for, all your bills, you're set. So this is just literally play money and you get convinced to like, hey, dude, treat yourself.
Am I pre-tax or post-tax? Am I getting rid of 40% of it?
No, that's in your account.
After tax?
Yeah, it's in your account. You got $500,000 sitting there. Everything's set. And you're like, man, I've been a minimalist for the last fucking 10 years. I'm going to do something and I'm going to make a ridiculous purchase. You know it. You're like, I'm going to make a ridiculous purchase just because I want it.
I'm getting probably a Winnebago.
Okay.
Like those Volkswagen vans. Yeah, I've always, that's been my favorite car for like forever. The little pop-ups.
Stock or decked out?
No, it'd be stock. I don't need extra shit. I think it'd be fun to have a little, like, it's such a cool little van and it pops up and there's like two beds in it. They got a little kitchen. You can drive around. You can go anywhere. Okay. And it's so compact, but like you can sleep in it and it feels like there's a ton of space.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I think that would be the thing, but I don't know if I'd even want to get that. The problem is I don't really want anything. I don't have very many wants.
Dang, dude. Very, is that Taoist?
Taoist?
Buddhist?
Taoist? Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea what it is. I just don't. It doesn't appeal to me, like having more things.
More things. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Or what about?
I'm sure there's something, though, I'd want. Like, I want a new phone right now, but I don't have money for a new phone, and I'll never finance. If I don't have to finance, I'll never finance.
Oh, anything. So you always just buy it outright?
Yeah, I buy everything outright. Yeah, I've never financed a thing in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. Congratulations.
I mean, just because I don't spend money. And then I have a bunch of money left sitting around, and I'm like, I could probably buy that. I have to.
If you can avoid it, man, that's definitely the, you know, supreme goal for sure.
I'm so terrified of, like, any debt. Like, I don't have any debt right now.
You should be.
Yeah, it just doesn't, and I'm sure at some point I'm going to have to get some, but it's scary. There's a YouTube guy that is doing it, like a debt, he does like debt stuff, and I watch it, and it gives me anxiety, and I have none. I just see people in like hundreds of thousands of debt or tens of thousands of debt, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's horrible.
Yeah, it can weigh on you for sure. Fuck yeah. You can weigh on. Don't do it, Freddie. Don't do it.
But I got a sick-ass credit score, so I probably could get something real nice.
you will just hang on to it, dude.
Yeah. I don't think I'll even get anything now. There's nothing. No. What would you get? You get $500,000 in the account. What are you doing with that?
Oh man.
I feel like we're at such different points. So you got kids and stuff.
Yeah, but we're talking about for myself. That's what I'm saying. You're gonna make a ridiculous purchase for yourself. I'd probably get like a whole decked out sauna and ice bath type thing.
A sauna. Oh my gosh! You get a whole like outside setup.
Yeah, a whole setup. Cold plunge. Legit. Yeah, cold plunge and I've never done it, and I'm like dreading the day I do it. I cannot handle the cold, dude. I can't.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Bitch assness.
I don't think so. Cold sucks, and then you're shivery, but it's also so nice when you get warm.
Oh, it definitely releases a crazy amount of endorphins.
Yeah. Yeah. Like when you feel the.
I take cold showers every morning. I've taken two, maybe three warm to hot showers in the last year and a half.
Really?
Everything else is always good for you. I get in, turn on the water barely so it's nice and cold, and shower. To try and get as many of those benefits as I can.
Yeah.
But it's Arizona.
That's good. Yeah. It's how cold can it get?
It gets pretty cold, but yeah, not as cold as, you know, elsewhere.
It's not getting to that 37 hot spot.
Oh, no, dude. I was up in the mountains back in September, and there was this creek that was still flowing from, you know, the ice melt on top of the peaks.
Yeah.
And I was walking in it, and I could only stand like 30 seconds at a time. And it was literally seeping into my bones and hurting. And I was like, dude, how do people just sit in this for
After your hiking, like when we'd go backpacking, we used to do every summer, my family and then a couple other families would do like Resurrection Pass, which is like 45, 50 miles of trail. Yeah. And we'd do it over 5 days, and every day you'd get done. I was like 12 years old, so every day you'd get done, you'd like go to the, they had water, like rivers, and you'd put your feet in there, and it would feel so good.
Oh, I bet it feels amazing at that
point. It's the best. Yeah. You're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah,
it just like gets rid of the swelling so much. And then you take them out, and they tingle, and you're like, ooh, this is so nice.
Then you suck on them.
Yeah. Ooh, I wish I were that flexible.
Yeah?
I can't even touch my toes. I'm which is crazy, because I'm mostly torso. Like, I have no legs at all. When I run, my legs move so quickly, just and then I'm all upper body. When I swam, I never kicked either. I would just pull.
That's right, where you were a swimmer.
I was a swimmer, and then I ran, and then I was a stud at running. That was my what I was better at, because once you get in high school and everybody that swims is 6 foot plus and you're 5'5", you're not really, you're not competing anymore.
That's true. Yeah. Cause one of their strokes is fucking, you know, two of yours, right?
Exactly. My arms would spin and I never, swimming's hard. The only time I would do good was the long stuff because people get tired. And even a 500 is only like 5 minutes. So I broke 5 my freshman year. I never got faster.
Oh shit.
Yeah. So I was decent, but I only finaled at state. So finaled, like got top 8 at state one time.
How do you guys compete for state since you're so far away, though?
It was a state.
Well, I guess that's right. So I was thinking national.
Everybody's close.
That's right. What the fuck am I doing?
And then we have, I don't know if you've heard of Alaskan Airlines before.
Yeah.
But we take planes places. We got to go out of state. We have some athletes.
Yeah, but how's that funded? Do you guys do like bake sales and shit?
I don't know. There's booster. I never was good enough to go out of state and travel. Like I never qualified. You have to qualify for those things.
Yeah.
I could have qualified for running stuff, but by then I started running my junior year because I got caught smoking weed when my parents were getting divorced.
Gotcha.
And I was like, I'm just coping. And my mom was like, you're going to have to figure out a different coping strategy. Put me in running during swimming season. So I was doing 4 hours a day of exercise, and I was like, I shouldn't have fucking lied.
Damn, dude.
But then I got good at running, and so.
Yeah, it makes you stronger, man. The body is an adaptable, dude. It's a thing of beauty. It really is. Yeah. It will pick up the slack for whatever you're requiring, you're demanding of it. It will be like, okay, this is what we're doing.
Yeah. I also just think naturally I'm pretty solid at endurance.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, long torso. This has never been proven, but I think my lungs are real big for my body.
Oh, big lungs.
So I got that. Yeah, I got a good cardiovascular system too, so I can go forever. I don't go fast, but I can go forever.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You can blow out 1,000 candles at once, huh?
Exactly. Exactly.
Back home, what's the industry out there? Is it oil?
Big oil and then fishing. All of course.
So like the rich kids, what were their families in?
Oh, oil. Yeah. They would live on the hillside, beautiful views. Super cool. And we were pretty middle class, I think.
Yeah.
My family. So I don't think anything special. But like we would save up for like go on one vacation a year, but like we saved up for that vacation and then we went on that vacation type of deal.
Nice. You was know? It always the same location or?
So I had family in Minnesota. So sometimes we go to Minnesota. Mm-hmm. My mom's family is Minnesota. And then also we did California because she has family there too. And then if it was just us, we'd go to Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
Which was cool. And then it kind of slowed down. Like towards my senior year, it wasn't as frequent. We weren't going out as much.
Yeah.
We weren't traveling. But.
Yeah, because what year did you graduate then?
I graduated in 2019. From high school, and then 2022, December, from college.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
2019. COVID. Or
yeah, it was right at COVID.
Dylan, yeah.
My freshman year of college was COVID.
And when did your dad pass?
My dad passed away in 2021, so I was 21 years old
when
he passed away. Yeah. My junior year. That's what really made me want to also graduate early. I was just done. I was like, yeah. this is stupid. I wasn't going to class as much as I probably should have been.
And he was in Alaska still, or?
Yeah, he was in Alaska. My dad's whole family's in Alaska. So gotcha. They're from South Dakota, but he had four brothers, and all of them moved up to Alaska in their 20s, mm-hmm. and then fell in love. And then now there's there were five brothers up there, yeah. and eight cousins, all the same age.
No shit.
All went to like different schools. Yeah, everybody in Anchorage knew a Riggs, which is really cool. So we got to, like, I would go to a party and they'd be like, do you know Dakota Rig? And I'd be like, yeah, Cocoa Buns.
Cocoa Buns.
Yeah, it's my cousin. Shout out Cocoa Buns.
Shout out Cocoa Buns. Man.
Yeah. So that was really cool too. And then we skied a lot. So in the ski town, everybody on the mountain knew a rig at some point.
Oh, shit.
So it was super.
You skiing or snowboarding?
Oh, I ski because I'm not gay, but.
Whoa.
Dude, I'll stand on that one, dude. If you snowboard, you Why? Suck. Cocoa Buns, you suck.
Oh, shit.
Cocoa Buns, snowboard. Only one that snowboards.
Why you feel so strongly about that?
I don't know. It's just part of, I think it's ski culture, dude. I just can't love snowboarders.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll never will. It's ingrained in my soul, dude. Also, if you just look at tricks on skis look way cooler. That's two sticks. You can cross those. A snowboard is one plank, man. Like, you're not getting me with that. It's not as cool.
Yeah, sorry, dude. Snowboarding is way cooler, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, you can probably barely get down a mountain, so I don't want to hear it.
I just seesawed you.
Yeah.
Flatten it all out for you guys.
Jumping.
Oh.
You probably have a nice little goggle gap, too.
Probably.
Wear a helmet and then your goggles.
No, no helmet. Dude, I should have.
Oh, no helmet?
No helmet.
Oh, you're brave.
Well, yeah, for dumb reasons. Dude, I got a concussion one of the last years I went.
Oh, yeah?
In high school. High school, we had a ski club.
That was one of the last times you went, and you're standing on being a snowboarder? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, no, I went twice after that, but like there was like no snowfall that year in comparison. It was here in Sholo.
Yeah.
And so, like, it was all compacted, and it was, like, a bunch of artificial snow.
Bunch of piss.
Essentially, dude.
Yep.
And I'm cruising along, right? I'm like, yeah, doing all right. And I hear this lady go, hey! And, like, I turned real quick, and then when I went back, my board kind of caught. I forget which side. And it spun me. It spun me forward, and then the lip caught. Mm-hmm. And I was approaching a slight hill down. So I didn't fall just straight like this. I went down a little bit. And fucking hit my temple. Bang!
Oh.
And I just get up and it's ringing. And then fucking threw up a little bit later. And I couldn't see, you know, out of the, my peripheral. I forget which eye. I think it was this eye. So that might, you know,
Did
surface
you get ski
later.
Patrol?
No, I got up.
Oh, hell, okay. Respect. Yeah. I respect that.
I got up and was like, I'm all right. I'm all right. Hey, yo.
That's what you do. That's what you got to do. I broke my arm at the resort one time and we skied down. My brother broke his collarbone, skied down.
Dude, what's that feel like? I've never broken a bone.
Really? I mean, it was so long ago. I haven't broken one in years, but I broke my arm twice, both skiing. When I was, I think, elementary school and then middle school.
Yeah.
The second time I was just being a dick. I tried to push one of my snowboarder friends off this ledge and I missed and I fell and I slid down the whole thing and I hit my arm on a tree and it broke.
Oh, like, shit, oh, dude.
Dang. Instant karma.
Instant karma, dude.
Yeah.
God was like, I'm going to teach this motherfucker.
And then I had a full, like up to my like bicep cast. So
was that before you were swimming then?
No, I swam. My mom swam in college. So
oh, shit.
Me and my little brother had to know how to swim.
Really? Why is that? She kind of was like, hey, you guys are going to...
She just thought it's an important skill.
It definitely is, right? My kid's almost drowned.
Yeah, like I can tread water like a motherfucker.
Really?
Yeah.
So she was in college, though, like performing, like competing?
Performing. Yeah, competing. Come on. You know, she was an athlete. Dude.
You know what type of performing on top. Now, yeah, no shit, huh?
Yeah, she was a college athlete. I mean, I smoked her times in high school, so... If mom, if you're still here, no shade, but you were ass compared to me. she's in masters now. She does master swimming now, so she'd probably actually.
What's masters? What do you mean?
It's like a swimming for like adults.
Yeah, yeah.
So they have like competitions, and it's just like a way to work out.
Wow, hell yeah, man! Mm-hmm. Props to your mom, dude.
Dude, she once me and my brother moved out. She's like gotten in super into like her. She goes outside every single day. She's out in the mountains, and then. she is on her swim team, so she goes swimming and then she does hikes. We live right next to like an Olympic.
Mrs. Rig?
Yeah, Mama Rig killing it. We live right next to like Olympic training facilities. Kincaid Park. It's not like Olympic training, but like we have people right now. We have a couple guys on the US ski team.
Yeah.
So Alaska is really big for cross country skiing, and so we have really great trails.
What do you
trails.
Think that is?
Because it's you're making a joke.
Yeah,
I don't know, maybe all the snow or something.
Fucking snow.
No, it was super cool.
So cross country is like where you're doing kind of like that.
Yeah, it's flat. It's super lame and I hate it. It's the worst thing in the entire world. Downhill skiing is way cooler and you can do more things, but sometimes it can be enjoyable, especially if you don't like, you know, extreme stuff and are a loser. But
damn, dude. I'll tell you how you really feel.
I'll talk my shit, dude. Cross country skiing sucks, but it is fun when you're with your group of pals and you go out like at night and you just mess around. If you're just messing around, it's fun. Mm-hmm. But when you have to get competitive with it, there's so much technique and I couldn't get it, and so I don't like it.
Yeah, there you go. I sucked at it, so it sucks.
I had no form in pro.
Yeah, and you had no drive to learn it and to do it.
Classical skiing has a lot of technique, but also it's in that running way. So
how many forms of skiing are there, I guess?
So there's two, but then there's different variations of those two. And then if you count like just double poling, which is where you're just pushing.
Mrs. Rig, you might want to turn this off. Hold on. What's double poling?
it's when you're like this. And then if there are two guys next to you, pretend there's two guys next to you, and then you just go up and down and up and down. No, you have the poles for cross country skiing, and then so you're just pushing, so it's all upper body.
Oh shit! Almost like you're rowing.
Kind of, yeah. But you're like active. I mean, rowing does your whole thing too, like your whole body.
Yeah, you do.
Dude, cross country skiing is an absolute workout. You exercise everything.
Well, it's just different muscles that you wouldn't normally use, man. We use our legs to get across, right?
Yeah.
I experienced that firsthand when I first paddleboarded. A couple months ago.
This?
This and this, right?
Yeah.
So I had never been on one before. So I didn't know what to expect. Yeah, so I'm wobbly. And then what I realized was I didn't have it long enough because I wasn't going deep enough. I was facing it the wrong way because I guess one way cuts through better. Yeah. And I was standing too far forward on my board. So when I would go, it would nosedive and stop me and then go and then nosedive.
Trying to catch a wave.
All these things. Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know these things. The shit you think, oh, I'm just going to stand on this and just do this, right? That's what it is. No.
Yeah.
No, these three things were hindering me. And dude, I had like two different sets of muscles on each side of my like shoulders that I had never tapped into because of this motion.
Your lats or whatnot.
Deep in there, man. Like, uh-huh. And I'm like, I've never experienced that before, but obviously I've never done that motion, you know, for an extended window, if at all.
Yeah, no, paddling can get you. My dad loved kayaking. So he, when he was in his like 20s, he would kayak out in the ocean by himself and go like miles and miles. He'd have like big like 20-mile days just out in the ocean paddling.
Dude, that's scary.
He used to surf
in the open like that.
Yeah, he used to surf. So there's a lot of surf in Alaska because there's a lot of coastline, so you can go surfing. And he used to do it in his kayak though. So he would be in his kayak and all of his brothers would be surfing on their boards and Yeah, but he would bring his kayak out there and
hit it,
catch waves. Yeah, crazy, the stuff you can do. He was also into like kite surfing.
Oh no,
like,
shit!
Like yeah, on the beach. So like, there's also
that's gotta be a rush. On the beach.
Yeah, so he had a little cart and a kite, and he would kite. And then in the winter, he would have skis, and he'd go on lakes and ski with his.
Damn, dude!
Yeah, dude,
he has some badass parents.
I know. I was pretty lucky.
Yeah.
Molded by the best, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that is fucking great, dude. I like it.
I feel like I'm so happy I was raised in Alaska. I think anywhere else would have been crazy. I just wish my mom lived in a city now so I could live with her and not have to work as hard.
Don't do it, Mama Rig.
No, she wouldn't. She never would.
Yeah, live your best life, girl. Yeah.
She's going to Italy.
Dude.
I know, I'm jealous.
Damn.
Yeah, that's her birthday present from me. I gave her, I had a bunch of miles because I got an Alaska credit card. And I had a bunch, and I was like, and she's like, I want to go here. And I was like, I got tons of miles.
Hell yeah.
So I got to feel cool about that.
Good son, man.
Yeah, it felt really good.
Fuck yeah. She better bring you back a souvenir, dude. She brings you back a little brother.
You know what she's going to... I wish, dude. That lady needs it. Are you kidding me? I'm trying to get her out there. She has not... I mean, from what I know, she hasn't been on a single date.
Yeah.
Since she separated from my dad in like 2019... Not 2019, like 2020.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Hey,
or no, she's before focused. That, my junior year. So 2018.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how many? 6 years with no dick? That's crazy.
Well, I mean.
Could you do that? Not, what's your longest man that you've gone?
I mean, like, since when, though? Because, I mean, we're talking about like high school?
Yeah,
or
I'm not. No, like, since you became sexually active.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's big gaps what in was high the school biggest? For sure.
Big gaps in high school, like from the first one, and then.
Let's see.
Really? Come on.
I don't know. I would probably say the longest gap was probably like 8 or 9 months.
8 or 9 months?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's going on 6 years. That's crazy.
That's crazy, Mommy.
It's crazy, Mommy.
I mean, that's as far as she's told you and a legit date. I mean, we're not, you know, one night stands. What do we, you know,
yeah, maybe she's just not open about sharing, but yeah. Which would make sense. I don't need to. I don't need to know that.
I know, dude.
Mom, I just really want a stepdad. Where's he at? Bring him home.
Yeah, just want to make sure you're getting dick down good.
Ooh,
show me a picture. Nah, that guy.
What's his dick look like, Mom? Let me see.
Yeah. Oh, it looks just like Dad's.
Oh no,
Jesus.
He's not circumcised. You can't marry him. He's not a good Jew.
No. Bad Jew. What if she went the total opposite? That's why she went. She went hard.
I mean, he did too. No, my dad wasn't Jewish, so
She's
already.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
So you're half breed.
No, I'm full. If your mom is Jew, you're full Jew. Right,
because you came out of the Jewish crevice.
There was proof. They can be like, no, that's definitely a Jew, and he came out of that. So
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. It's all maternal, which
I do remember reading that on Wikipedia.
Yeah. Did you research before that? What is a Jew?
Where is Alaska?
They have horns? What? That's why he always wears a hat.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I had to come correct with this hat, dude. This is, I told myself, I was like, I gotta wear like this crazy colorful button up.
I know, I feel bad because usually I do. I am in my button-ups a lot of the time, but if I don't have work, I'm not. The reason I wear the button-ups is because that's what I wear to work, and then I am too lazy to change clothes again.
Yeah, fuck all that.
So, yeah, I'm going to wear what I wore to work out to the mics.
Mm-hmm.
But if I don't have to, I'm comfy. I got my corduroy pants on. They're nice and warm.
Corduroy, man.
But that's it's getting...
It's getting what?
It's getting hot outside.
Yeah, this is going to be your first full summer.
I'm not excited at all. 120. I'm gonna die.
Yeah, it's a dry heat. it's definitely. It's not the best. I do love it.
Love the summertime?
I do love the heat. I love going into my garage and doing yoga in there.
Hot yoga.
Crazy sweat. Yeah, dude. There's been a couple times where I'm like, whoa, I'm real dizzy right now. Like,
I got to drink some water.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely stay hydrated. I don't know. I need to go on some adventures myself this year.
Like what type of an adventure?
Just hiking stuff, like longer hikes. I love a long hike.
Yeah, I know. I can't hike. I get bored hiking because it's of the walking, but I used to... Big runs were my thing.
Well, why don't you run up the mountain? Have you done Camelback yet?
No. I don't think.
What's up?
I don't think I could. Like, I just couldn't justify doing it. And then I missed something comedy-wise. And I'm like,
What do you mean? Right now, at least right now. During the day or in the morning.
In the morning? Yeah, I'm not waking up. So, like, tonight, I'll probably be up till 5 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Mike gets off work at 12. Mm-hmm. And then we'll go right probably till, like, 4. And then I'll go to bed. I'll wake up around like 3. And then I want to go to Mic Drop because Aldo leaves. And so that's like his last show.
Oh, is that Mic Drop?
Yeah, in Phoenix is at Mic Drop. So I want to go see that tomorrow. And
that's tomorrow, say bye. Saturday?
Yeah. Mm. So go and say bye. And then I'll stay up again till like 5 in the morning writing. Because that's when I get all my like premises because I don't have time during the day.
Yeah.
It's like so go. And then during the day, weekday is when I listen back to my recordings and take notes and then just like buff up what I'm working on. And then the weekend is for like trying to come up with premises, like new things that are funny.
Yeah.
Cause I don't, it's hard.
It's hard, but there's always premises.
Yeah. There will always be more premises.
There are always fucking premises, dude.
I know. I've missed you at the mics. I haven't gotten to see it.
Yeah. Like, I've just been real tied up, man. Just shit.
Yeah, dude, life.
Yeah, just life, other endeavors, podcasts, and shows. Fuck yeah, man. Like
also
tomorrow.
Kids, probably.
Yeah, definitely. Kids. They were on break.
I feel really fortunate I don't have to deal with, I don't have any responsibilities.
Yeah, no, and at this point, you shouldn't. Like, I tell everybody, don't take any relationship serious. Don't, fucking anything like that, man. You should be focused on setting the world on fire in your 20s. And then when you're in your early to mid 30s, then you can start looking for a partner to share what you've built with.
Yeah.
You know, and not necessarily to settle down or anything like that. But no, now you can, you've seen some shit. You've been through enough shitty relationships that, you know, hopefully haven't, you know, been something too in depth before you're ready for it. 'Cause that's the thing. It's like, you just, I'm just speaking for me. Like, I wasn't ready for any of that. You just kind of look around and you're like, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do. Okay, this is where I'm at, you know.
Yeah.
This is what this person wants, you know.
Oh, did you hear the fireworks?
Yeah.
I told you. Every Friday night.
Is it actual fireworks or is that fucking gunshots, bro?
We think that they're fireworks. And I sleep way better if they're fireworks. So afterwards, when you hear a siren, you're like, ah, something probably caught on fire, I guess.
Well, it's either that, or I mean, they're keeping your rates low, you know, your rent.
Except it's $1,300 a month. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Well, you're next to Chrissy's Cabaret, bro.
Exactly. I'm across from Arizona Mills. You know, this used to be a hotel. That's why it's set up so weird.
Yeah, I was confused there for a second. The hotel sign's still up.
Yeah, no, but you know, that's Arizona Mills across the street.
Yep.
And you know what they did over at Arizona Mills with the sex trafficking and whatnot of children. This was the hotel they took all the kids to.
Oh, shit.
So they had to sell this one, and then there's another hotel right next to it. They had to sell both hotels because this is where the sex trafficking happened. I did not know that going in. Still $1,300 a month. Isn't that wild? If the walls could talk.
If the walls could talk, man.
They would be forced to be silent.
They'd be singing Coco Melon. That's fucking wild, dude.
Yeah,
I know. I didn't. I heard something about Arizona Mills and that, but I don't. Dude, I don't look into stuff like that, unfortunately. I don't know if it's fortunately.
Yeah, don't look into stuff like that.
I just don't. I just...
Bring you down.
Yeah, I got to keep it moving, man. Keep, you know, taking care of my own shit, my own family.
Yeah, exactly, dude. I mean, it's like dark shit, dude.
Dark shit, indeed.
Yeah.
Dark shit, bro. You haven't dealt with the dark shit of your dad passing. We talked about this.
No, I don't know when I will, but... My mom wants me to go to therapy really bad. I think it'd probably be good for me, but I just...
Yeah.
It hasn't like affected me, I think. You know, I mean, I don't cry, but...
Yeah, well, you got the...
Which is probably not great.
Yeah, you know, I think you got your walls up, you know, to get you by for now.
But I also feel like a very open person. Like I'm very easy about...
You are, which is why right now, like now would be like a good time instead of where it becomes like this big issue and you're like, what the fuck? And then you gotta fucking try to unwind all that shit when you can get ahead of it. That's the thing that we forget, because it's like you know, like our healthcare isn't really healthcare, it's sick care, because we don't seek it until we're already sick.
Yeah.
And so it's like trying to undo what's already been like kind of fucked up and then trying to fix that.
Even then, if I can take an Advil and feel better, I'm not going to the hospital. Yeah.
I hate pain pills, dude. I can probably count on one hand.
Pain pill. Is Advil a pain pill?
It is
though?
To me.
You think you get hooked on Advils?
I'm not even necessarily saying about hooks. I don't know. I kind of want to just feel it.
That's what got my dad.
What do you mean?
The pain pills?
Oh, yeah.
That's how he relapsed. Yeah.
Oh, no. Dude,
yeah, dude. He got knee surgery and then got prescribed Oxy and then couldn't get off them again.
Yeah, that's so crazy, man. And you view those differently. That's how my mom is. Like, she views, she takes like this crazy concoction of fucking pills, dude. There's so many.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, dude, if you fucking ate a little better, exercised, and maybe smoked some weed.
Yeah, you'd feel better. That's what my mom does.
And microdose mushrooms. Microdose to where you don't feel it. You don't feel it. You don't know that you're visually on them or anything like that. But it's just that natural antidepressant.
You just feel good.
Yeah, you just like the way an antidepressant is supposed to feel without all the fucking pharmaceutical chemicals in it.
I mean, this might be a hot take, but I hate microdosing. I think because I get on the verge of like getting high, yeah. And I hate that feeling of like right before you're high, and that's what I feel like microdosing is, at least for me.
Oh.
Like I'm just like ready for it to kick in.
Well, I think that's still too much then. Because if you feel anything, you're not if you feel anything, if you feel like, okay, here comes a high, but it never comes.
Yeah.
Right. Then that's too much.
Too much.
Yeah.
Maybe that's my problem.
Yeah. You're supposed to, just start start either take it back. So what you already took and then work your way back, or just start really little and work your way. And then once you feel, okay, that's too much, then cut back.
Well, I haven't even done mushrooms in like a year.
Yeah.
I haven't done any. I don't do anything fun anymore. I'm so boring. I am like super.
You're on a mission,
Fred. All the time.
You're on a mission.
I know people ask me like if it's like if my life's like more interesting now. I'm like, no, dude, it's so much like lamer. No,
you're
I do
in
the
this
same
spot.
Thing
you're
time.
Right now. You're an apprentice, dude. You're an apprentice, and it's grueling, and it's not fun. It's you're building the discipline. You're building the discipline and the foundation for when it finally clicks and you're humming in all fucking cylinders, like whatever the fuck that phrase is.
Firing.
Yeah, firing on all cylinders. See, you are firing on all cylinders.
It's active, dude.
See?
Locked
so,
in.
but yeah, right now you're laying down the foundation and it sucks and it's supposed to suck and you're supposed to embrace the suck and you're supposed to live in it. Live in it and pay your dues in that. And then when it comes, it'll be so much worth it, man, because you're not going to take it for granted at that point.
Yeah, I honestly don't even take it for granted now. I love being out every night and getting to do 10 minutes for 4 hours of waiting.
Dude, I know.
Dude, shit, gas is me
up. I ain't gonna lie, dude.
Up.
That's one of the things that's definitely held me back as well of like forcing me to get out because my schedule's been tight. Yeah. And then I'm like, I have to go sit around for fucking an hour. Dude.
Oh, dude, it's the worst and the best at the same time.
I know. It really is because it's a hang. But also it's like, it's not really a hang when you're there and trying to be engaged with the show.
Yeah.
You know, if we had like a separate green room at every fucking show, you know, where we all just fucking hang, like that would be different. And we kind of do that at certain places. I mean, you know, there's the inside at Devil's or there's the outside patio at Woodshed. So there's a little bit of that. But man, like, yeah, with my schedule being so tight, like if I could go in there and do like a quick spot and get out, you know, then that would be cool. But also I'm not at that level where I'm like, I can just pop in and be like, hey, can I squeeze in real quick?
The key is to just get there super early, which my job lets me do. So I get to be in and out really fast and I can sign up at multiple places and then
that's the time and gas to drive there. You know, that's,
I know I drive 400 miles a week.
Woo!
I know it's crazy. Dang. It's the dude, it's so much driving and then I go through so much oil. I've gotten 3 oil changes since I've been here already. And my car is my livelihood, so like I'm trying to
be
put
on top of it.
I gotta be on top of it. But then it's so much money.
Treat
and it hurts. Exactly.
Yeah, you treat her. You ain't got no kids, dude. Kids are a lot of money.
Yeah, they're way more money. it's scary to like even think about
it. Keep it in your pants, Frederick.
Or wear a condom, is what I was told. I've been told. Or just get a lot of head.
Some dome.
Exactly.
Dome.
It's the best.
Oh, dude. All right. We've enjoyed this conversation. If people want to follow you online.
Fred_Rigg on Instagram. And I think it's the same as Facebook.
Yeah. You got a TikTok? Are you doing the TikTok thing?
Nah, dude. I'm not putting clips out yet. No. I don't got any. Nah. It'd just be open mic stuff.
You're not doing dances with like your students or anything?
No. That'd be wild. I have no coordination. I am a white guy. But if you want me to lift a chair in a circle...
Okay. That is pretty cool, dude. That is a cool
dude. those are my rabbi were like big Hasidic Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of options. He wore a suit every day, straight out of Russia, big beard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then my family was like not that at all, but it's the only option. Same with all the other families in the congregation.
No shit.
I'm sorry, you were outroing us.
No. So that was the only Jewish, would that be a synagogue?
Yeah, so our synagogue, and so there were actually two options. There was the Hasidic synagogue, and then there was the Reform synagogue. But the Reform synagogue, like, wasn't super fun. Like, it just didn't feel as fun as the other one.
Yeah, and it normally would be the other way around.
You'd think, right? But they knew they were in Alaska, so they had to put up with a congregation that did not share their exact same values, but still wanted to participate in Judaism.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, my dad got to attend synagogue and whatnot. And the Chabad I went to, like, they split the service area down in the middle with a wall. You had men on one side, women on the other side. So, yeah. Super, like separate, like, yeah. Old school type stuff. And then men and women couldn't touch. Or you couldn't touch the rabbi, at least if you were a female, and yeah. Vice versa, you couldn't touch his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was wild stuff. Once you got bar mitzvah, like, you lost that. And so that was a weird thing to, like, process when you're like 13 years old and now yeah. You can no longer, like, give the rabbi's wife a hug or anything.
Yeah.
You're like, well, and then you get an ego about it. You're like, I'm a man now, but you're just getting ball hair. So. But you think you're all that?
Yeah.
Made $3,000. I was like, I'm rich and my dick is hard now.
$3,000 at 13 years old, dude? Come on.
I didn't get to use any of that, though. It went to school, so.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to take on debt. It just paid for, like, rent and whatnot. And then I got a job and when it ran out. But I was pretty, I had a decent amount of saved up because I didn't buy anything in high school either. I didn't.
Yeah, it seems like you've always been pretty frugal there.
My clothes are still from high school. All my clothes are from high school. I don't buy any type of clothes.
Yeah, yeah.
I just don't buy anything. Dude, if I have to take my card out, it hurts me. And I'm with Michael Densmore all the time, who's like a nice country boy. And so he always offers to, like, pay for everything. And I know he's making as much money as me. And I'm like, bro, you can't pay for me. And it makes me pay for him. And then I have to be like, no, you paid last time. I'll pay this time.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like a struggle for me because I don't even want to go out to spend money at all. I'm like, dude, I got food at home. Like, let's stay at home.
Mm-hmm,
he's
mm-hmm.
like, nah, you don't. You have the same shit.
Yeah, you're the same shit. And he's a country boy. He wanted to see the city.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, no. That's funny. But I get my miles to pay for my mom's airplane flight, so.
You're a good son, Fred Rigg.
I try. Right. I do my best.
Let's wrap this up. Fred underscore Rigg on the gram.
Yes.
Follow this man. I know you're going to find it, bro. You're going to find it.
I appreciate that.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Adios, guys. Till next time.
Bye.